welcome to a mini episode of Soundtracks to Science, a podcast where we normally talk to scientists about the work and music that they love. But today we're going to just do kind of a little bit of a check-in, give you some updates about what we've been up to, what we're listening to, and some plans moving forward. My name is Blair Perry.
And I'm Drew Shield.
So first things first, Drew has some pretty exciting news that I think he wants to share with everyone. So Drew, take it away.
Yeah, so I've been offered a job at University of Virginia in their biology department. I'm extremely excited about it. It's a really wonderful department, great group of people. But I'm really thrilled about it. I will start in January of 2024. And so I'll probably, you know, as the date gets closer, I'll probably have some announcements for, you know, recruiting graduate students, potentially some other personnel. So, the lab's going to study the genomics of speciation and adaptation, mostly in, you know, avian and non-avian reptiles. Very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Congrats. It's a very big deal and super exciting. And part of the reason why people may have noticed the rate at which we've been putting out episodes has been a bit lower over the last couple of months, just because there's been a lot going on with this and some other stuff. So
absolutely.
Now the cat's out of the bag a bit. Well, speaking of that, I think I maybe mentioned this a few episodes ago, but we do have some exciting guests in the works that for their own reasons have been going to conferences or doing field work or things like that. So, you know, scheduling's been a bit tricky, but we've got some cool people lined up in the future, including some other biologists and some people kind of outside of the type of scientists we've had on so far. So, you know, keep an eye out for those. Hopefully, maybe towards the end of the summer, we're going to have a bit of a wave of some real fun episodes coming out. So with that in mind, should we do a little bit of a music update?
Certainly.
Drew, do you want to tell people real quick about your recent Today List playlist idea that you were sharing with me the other week?
Yeah. Okay. So this goes back to a habit that I have in my music listening, which is that I tend to get really into an artist or an album for like 2.5 months where that is like all I'm listening to, or 90% of what I'm listening to. I think there have been some hints that that's the case on previous episodes. And if we talk about live shows at all, it'll be all the more hilarious because I talk a lot about a particular band and I just saw them last week again. So anyway, so to try to diversify a little bit, and something that I've always appreciated about you, Blair, is like, you're very good, I feel, at like finding new stuff, or stuff that is new to you at least, and giving it a try. So, you know, I'm always trying to like match that energy, be like, oh, you recommended something here. Like maybe every third time I'm like, oh, here's something that I checked out, you know. But I also do a lot of like sifting through the back catalog of things that I've listened to over the years. Cause I think one of the best things about being a fan of music, enjoying it, is getting to go back and rediscover things over time. And so what I did this last week or so was start making a today list, which is just for a given day. It's typically a day at work. I'll pick 4 albums. They're each by a different artist. And for myself, I'm trying to satisfy the requirements that at a minimum, one of them is fairly new to me. One of them is typically an album that I've had with me sort of my whole life, but that sort of fits nicely with sort of the sound of the new one. And then the other ones can kind of be grab bag. It doesn't have to fit a particular theme. But and then the idea is that the playlist turns over every day. Today list. Yeah, so my most recent one, I'm pretty happy with how I curated this one, because it goes from the collab album by Golden Retriever and Chuck Johnson called Rain Shadow that you told me about. I think this would have been
I forgot about that one.
It came out in 2020. Very, very good album. So Golden Retriever, they're the guys that they have like kind of electronic music with one of the members plays saxophone, but it's sort of like
it's either ambient. A sax or like a bassoon or something. I can't remember for sure, but some like low woodwind.
Yeah. It ends up being a really interesting sound. And then that blended with Chuck Johnson's very ethereal lap steel guitar is it pedal steel?
Pedal steel, I believe. Yeah.
Pedal steel. Yeah. Really, really cool blend. I was really, when you sent this over to me a couple years ago, I dove into this album pretty, pretty heavy. And then that goes into World Waits by Jeremy Einick, which is just a good kind of indie rock record from the 2000s. That then goes into Catch Bullet 4 by Cat Stevens. And then the whole thing wraps up with Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Cain, which is an album that I think I listened to for the first time. I think it came out fairly recently. I
think it was last caught year. It. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I checked it out like a month or two ago. And so that sort of satisfied the new requirement. And it's a really cool album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very like lush sounds and pretty kind of like diverse sound palette. And I enjoy it quite a bit. Have you, you've been making some today lists as well, right?
I've done a few, yeah, and I think like when you sent it to me, you did one that day, did one the next day, and then forgot completely. But I really like the idea of it, and like the two that I've done, one of them was kind of a, if I remember correctly, kind of ramping up from like kind of more mellow things to a bit more upbeat things to kind of like get my morning started. And then the other one, I had a bunch of reading planned, so it was, I think, entirely or mostly instrumental kind of mellow stuff that could sit in the background, but might have talked about this in Kara's episode when talking about playlists. I always like really struggle to see a playlist through. It's like I get so up in my head about like, oh, it's got to be good, and it's got to be like, you know, if it's going to be my work playlist, it's got to be everything that I'd ever want to listen to, and I just like never do it. So this is like the perfect level of like I can pick out four albums that I'm going to listen to today, and it doesn't have to stand the test of time. So besides like finding existing playlists, this seems to be kind of my speed in terms of actually making playlists myself. So
yeah, so I've enjoyed just the minimally onerous exercise of making a playlist like this. I'm kind of like you. I struggle to like, I think we lack whatever skill, like the immense skill that Kara Smith has to make playlists and like make them prolifically. I'm good with kind of making one that turns over on a more or less daily basis, where the like the unit is an album, where I can just grab the whole thing and plop it in.
Well, do you have any specific albums that you want to recommend for people this episode?
Yeah, so on the first iteration of the today list I made, the album that satisfied the new requirement was Darling the Dawn by All Hands Make Light. It's a two-person collaboration. One of them is an artist that I wasn't familiar with. Name's Ariel Engel. And then the other is Ephraim Minuk. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but he's from Godspeed You Black Emperor and always been a big Godspeed You Black Emperor fan. So I saw his name on, I think I caught wind of this because of an article shared on social media or something like that, and sounded interesting. They mentioned the word drone in the article, and so I was kind of sold, so I checked it out and liked it quite a bit. What about you?
Yeah, so one that I've been listening to a lot, it's called Long Cool World by North Americans, which is a duo. I think one of the guys plays guitar, one of them plays pedal steel, and it's like nice, like a minimal ambient guitar music that fits really well into like, I've been doing a lot of reading and writing in the last few weeks, and it fits really well for that kind of mood of just like relaxed, mellow background music, but also like, you know, warrants its own, you know, listening to it and paying attention to it. Yeah, whenever we say stuff's good in the background, sometimes I feel like we're saying like, oh, it's not interesting enough to like actually pay attention to. But it's just like, it's instrumental, so there isn't vocals, which we've talked about before, is nice for us when we're writing or reading. So yeah, definitely recommend that one. Moving forward, I want to make a point with all of my recommendations, at least, to mention one specifically that like I use when I'm working or coding or writing or whatever. And this is that pick for the week, and also probably the album I've listened to the most over the past month. So
very cool.
Yeah, you got another one to recommend?
I do. Yeah, this week I was working on a pretty challenging like coding problem, or just one that I had not tried to tackle before, and so I like really had to get into the weeds and kind of hack a bunch of different possible solutions to try to arrive at
the mainframe.
What ended up being the mainframe. Yeah, I'm sure there's like a million far better solutions than what I came up with, but it works, right? But to get there, I was like, I need something that's just gonna like barrel me through, and so I put on Dope Smoker by Sleep.
Beautiful.
Have you listened to that record?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a song. Nice hour long riff worship. Sleep is, you know, one of the premier stoner rock doom metal bands out there, and you know, got these big heavy slabs of fuzzy guitars and bass.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the riff that they kind of just keep circling back to and doing variations of and stuff. It's very, very good for that sort of task. And it's also, I mean, you had talked about recommending albums that like you're specifically using for different sorts of work and whatnot. But I mean, something like Dope Smoker by Sleep, I'll listen to in any context ever.
Yeah.
Like outside of work too. So anything. Nice. I think you sent me a handful of more like heavy things in the last couple of weeks that I don't know if you've been.
Yeah. A few quick shout outs. Frozen Soul, which is a death metal band from, I think they're based out of Fort Worth, Texas now. Just released a new album last week at the time of this that's very good, very heavy. Enforced is kind of like a thrash metal crossover metal band. Sounds like a lot like Power Trip for any folks that like Power Trip. I feel like there's something else that I've been listening to a lot that I can't think of, but I've got one of my other recommendations is an album called The Conquest of Time by Century, which came out recently as well. Century, I'd never heard of before. I think this is their first album. But they're like a heavy metal band from Stockholm that sounds very much like this album could have been released like 30 years ago. Sounds a lot kind of like some Iron Maiden sort of riffs and vocals and things like that, but really catchy a lot of times. Really, I don't know, I'm a sucker for just like good guitar harmonies and good riffs, and there's plenty of them on this album. I've got one more album to recommend.
Lay it on us.
But it's the album Just Like Leaving by Bella White, who is a Canadian singer-songwriter, country, folk, kind of bluegrassy at times artist. And I listen to that sort of thing quite a bit, but she's kind of taken my number one spot of late. She just released a new album a few weeks ago called Among Other Things that is also really good, but I've enjoyed listening to the new one, but it's also kind of caused me to go back and listen to Just Like Leaving a lot more. So definitely check that one out. She's great. And yeah, you got any other specific recommendations before we wrap things up a bit?
I wanted to mention that in the last couple of days, I threw on a pair of albums that are sort of weird to go together. but I put on one and then I was like, oh, there was a time that Blair, our friend Darren, and I were out road cruising for field work looking for snakes. And we, like, during that trip, we were listening to a lot of the podcast You Talking You Too to Me.
Yes.
By Scott Aukerman and
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. But they had podcasts where they would just like talk about U2 music as lifelong U2 fans. But then sort of throughout the podcast, they're sort of discovering like there's a lot of U2's music that they don't actually care for. And it's just kind of, it's a fun premise for a podcast. Anyway, we were listening to a bunch of that podcast. And I think as a result, also listened to at least Joshua Tree, but I think maybe another U2 record that they put out in like 2000 called All That You Can't Leave Behind.
Yeah.
And that's an album. If I think about it, it's usually this time of year because my folks bought me that album when it came out for my birthday that year in May. And so I threw it on. I was like, I really liked this when I was a kid. Do I still like this? And I like some of it, but yeah. So yeah. I put that record on, but then that was immediately followed by Define the Great Line by Under Oath, which we
in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We put that on while road cruising. I think to like kind of keep ourselves awake, you know, cause we're driving on sort of lonely back roads in the country, and just to like make sure that we're not going to fall asleep. And Darren hated it, but I think I recall us being pretty into it. That's
definitely
a pretty
another
good
one of
screamo
like,
record.
Yeah, following the thing of like, I liked this a lot when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Do I still like this 15, 20 years later, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's parts of it. It's always like a funny thing of like, I'm surprised how much I remember all of these little guitar parts.
Absolutely.
And stuff that, yeah.
Yeah, it's shocking like how the brain can latch onto that stuff and never let it go.
Yeah, it's taken up a lot of room in there, I feel like.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We need a neurobiologist, you know, to come on here and you know, assure us that we're not just spending precious brain
filling
space.
Our brain with. Yeah. Anyways, yes. Well, that's a very interesting pairing. But yes, I do like I remember that night. And I remember Darren being bummed.
Yeah. Shout out to Darren.
Love you, Darren. Yeah, Darren's a good guy.
He's been a listener of the show, so come on the show sometime.
Yeah, defend yourself. All right. Well, before we wrap things up, something that I wanted to mention. So this is like episode 7 or so. I think we've had maybe 5 episodes that have had interviews. So, you know, we're still, I'd say, in the early days of the show and have a lot of exciting things planned. But the platform that we use to distribute these podcasts keeps track of like how many people have listened and all that sort of thing. And I was looking through this the other day and just thought it would be kind of fun to read out the different countries that we've had listeners from, because it's pretty awesome to see that we do have some listeners kind of, you know, we're spreading throughout the globe slowly, which is really fun to see. So in no particular order here, countries that we've had listeners from, we've got United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Belgium, Denmark, Colombia, France, Japan, Australia, Mexico, New Zealand, Senegal, Sweden, Peru, and the Netherlands. Wow. So thank you to everyone that has listened to this so far. And, you know, stay tuned. We've got some exciting interviews and guests coming up in the future. And I think as this thing kind of builds and our you know, reach expands a bit further, we'll be able to bring on some even more, you know, scientists from even more diverse areas and things outside of just kind of the biology focus we've had so far. So
thanks for listening to Soundtracks to Science. You can follow us on Twitter at @soundtracks2sci. That's with a 2. And on Instagram at @soundtracks2science. That's the word 2. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to our running playlists and recommendations. We chatted quite a bit about a bunch of different music on this episode, so we'll include a number of those albums and artists on our running playlists.
And as always, if you like the music that you're hearing in those playlists, please consider supporting artists by purchasing that music through Bandcamp or local record store or that artist's website, to support them a little bit better than the streaming does alone. And if you know a scientist or you yourself are a scientist that would like to be on the show in the future, please feel free to reach out to soundtracks2science@gmail.com or message us on Twitter or Instagram. Again, all fields and disciplines of science and all musical tastes are welcome.
Join us next time for another discussion of science and music with a special guest. Thanks again for listening.